Hey, it's me, the TONYT, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I bought my Nintendo Switch to take with me during some international travels back in 2018. I asked some friends who were far more familiar with the console what game I needed to buy, and they both said, without hesitation, Hollow Knight. Now, if you've never heard of it, Hollow Knight is a 2D Metroidvania action-adventure game, and it's loaded with some haunting and sometimes even creepy atmosphere. You control this little insect-like, silent and nameless knight while exploring an underground, ruined kingdom. It's pretty cool, and I enjoyed it very much, but something happened. Maybe I got back from my trip, but the game kind of fell by the wayside, I stopped playing it avidly, and ultimately, Hollow Knight silently slid to the bottom of my GameCube. Fast forward to this year, and my son has discovered the game, and he's become obsessed with it. He's really enchanted by the adventures of the little knight in this insect kingdom, and he encouraged me to pick up my game again and start playing. The only problem is that after all this time, I was hopelessly, aimlessly lost. I didn't know where I'd been or what was supposed to happen next. It turns out I wasn't nearly as far along in the game as I thought I was, and I found myself frustrated and not knowing what to do or where to go. My son had to have a hard conversation with me and tell me it was time to just restart my game from scratch. In life, sometimes we can get overwhelmed, we can get off the path, we can even neglect the important things, the eternal things, long enough that if we're being honest, when we find ourselves finally listening for God's voice again, we don't even know where to start. I know the designers of Hollow Knight made a great game, and they intended for me to finish that great game, but all the more, I know that God has an intentional and masterfully thought out plan for my life too. Jeremiah 29 affirms that God is fully aware of the plans that he has for us. And Psalm 138:8 says, "The Lord will work out his plans for my life." So maybe we need to stop and we need to lay down things that have gotten us where we are right now, which is to say frustrated, upside down, turned around, and hopelessly, aimlessly lost. In the game, I had to choose to forget all the time and gameplay I'd already put in. Because although that got me where I was, it was never going to get me where I needed to be. In Isaiah 43:18-19, God says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I needed that, not only in the game, but in my life too. Ephesians chapter 4:23-24, says to be renewed in the spirit of our minds and to put on the new self created after the likenesses of God in true righteousness and holiness. In Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Now, I know it's hard, but sometimes we have to choose between the past and the future. The story that got us lost versus the one in which we're found. I encourage you to find that reset button in your own life and start over with the habits, the attitudes, relationships, and disciplines that you need to see this adventure through. Even if it's just one thing, something small, it can make a world of difference in you getting past the hollowness you've been experiencing. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.